Morning, happy Sabbath. It's good. Everybody can see this pretty good, right? All right. Let us bow our heads for a short prayer. Father in heaven, we want to thank you for another opportunity for us to come together, Lord, and worship and study your word. We ask you now that your Holy Spirit will be with me as I share the message with them that you first given to me this week. May hearts and minds be open. May we draw closer to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'm finna draw something so y'all can see. Everybody see my box? Y'all know what these are? That's real funny. These are angels. I know I'm a natural Leonardo, right? That's right. So, let me put this right here so everybody can see. All right, we know what this box was called. It was called the Ark, right? That was called the Ark, right? Y'all agree with me? All right, so on top of the Ark, the Bible in Exodus 25, says that God placed this thing called a mercy seat. A mercy seat. And the mercy seat consisted of this lid right here, and it had two angels on the top. An interesting thing is the Bible says both angels were facing each other, but guess where their eyes were? Their eyes. We're looking down at the mercy seat. And the Bible says in Exodus 25, this area right here, this is the Shekinah glory. That's where God met Aaron and the priests in the sanctuary. Everybody with me so far? So my question is, why does God need a mercy seat in the sanctuary? What's the purpose? And why did both angels, while when he said place them on top, they were constantly looking down like, whoa, what's going on? Turn with me to 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 12. I want y'all to see something before we get into the message. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 12. I want you to see something. You have it? Say amen. You have it? Yep. All right, so I'm going to read this. It says, unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves, but unto us they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the what? Angels what? Desire to look into. That's interesting. The Bible tells me, you know, angels don't know everything. Angels are just like us. They don't know everything. But the Bible says that there's something that even the angels desire to look into. And when he told Moses to draw the sanctuary, he said, on top of the ark, make sure you put a lid with two angels that are constantly looking down. I wonder what the angels are desiring to look into. So what we're going to go into is we're going to talk about mercy, the mercy seat. Now, it's interesting that it says, does anybody know what type of angels were on top of this box? They were cherubims. Can anybody tell me a famous cherubim in the Bible? He's not such a good angel. Lucifer. Lucifer used to be a what? A cherub, right? Listen to this. It's interesting that the very thing that he used to look into and protect, he now attacks. That's interesting, right? What he used to protect, he now attacks. Because what was inside the ark? I know y'all counting my lines. I got to make sure I got them right. The very thing that he used to protect, he is now attacking. He wants you to do what to those Ten Commandments? He wants you to break them, right? So Turn with me to Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 11. Y'all follow me. Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 11. And what are we talking about today? Mercy, right? Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 11. When you have it, say amen. So I know you're there. I don't want to leave anybody behind. All right, so listen to this. It says, because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, therefore the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do what? Ooh. How many people will be alive if God struck every last one of us with a lightning bolt every time we did something wrong? How many people be in here? Nobody in this church, I dare raise your hand. There's not one person that is what? Righteous. But the Bible says, because God don't say, you know, I saw that, and strike you, what does the Bible say that we do? Oh man, I got away with that one. I think I'm good. So what happens? Your heart is set to do what? God said, don't cross that line. What we do? Cross this line. Okay, let me cross this line with God. And then what happens? So the Bible says something interesting. It says, God said, don't get it confused. There's a mercy seat. Don't get confused that because I don't get you, I did make a mental note about what happened. Is everybody following me? Everybody still with me? All right, so let me ask y'all a question. Adam and Eve, did they know what was right and wrong? Yeah, they did. I say, look, y'all had one job. Y'all had one job, not to mess it up for everybody else on the planet. What was that one job? I put two trees in the middle of the garden. It's two trees. Uno, dos. One, two. This tree is good. This tree is bad. They had one job. Did they do their job? No. You know what? Think about all the suffering and all the pain that you experience in your life. Because our first father and first mother said something so simple God told them not to do. I don't know. You think we should give them mercy? If you was God, would you have took them out? Would you just erase the whole planet and start it all over again, made you a new planet? Tell the truth. Be honest. Did they deserve it? Did they deserve mercy? Okay. How about Cain? Oh, man. Nobody like Cain. How many kids you know named Cain? I don't know that many. What did Cain do? Killed his brother, right? Now, this is in the days when you messed up. God himself came and had a personal talk with you. He said, Cain, where your brother at? You know, kids get smart with parents. My students get smart with me. At my job. I don't know if I can get smart with God or God talking to me personally. What was the answer that Cain gave God when God said, Cain, where your brother at? Am I my brother's keeper? What? Be honest, how many of y'all would have struck Cain right then and there? Did you feel that lightning bolt? You want me to say it to you again? Be honest. What did you, I ain't putting up with this nonsense. Would you have struck Cain with a lightning bolt right then and there? Probably. Mercy seat. Aaron's sons in the sanctuary. We did a whole lesson the other week about how the sanctuary teaches the gospel message. And these boys, they walk in there, they drunk. And what they do? They put what type of fire on the arm? They put strange fire. What did God say happened if you put strange fire in the sanctuary? Death. What happened? What happened? The ground opened up. And they fell in. That's what I'm talking about. No mercy, God. Get them right when they mess up. Is that how y'all think? Well, they were stupid. They shouldn't have been drinking and going in church in the first place. There's a mercy seat. How are we? Oh, man, this is a good one. What about Jezebel? Oh, man, don't nobody like Jezebel. How many girls y'all know named Jezebel? I don't know kids named Jezebel. Man. Okay, so Jezebel, she killed 400 She killed all them prophets of God, right? She wreaked havoc in the Old Testament. Matter of fact, tell me somebody up under Satan. When you think of worst people in the Bible, who comes to mind? Jezebel. Who else? Judas. What we think about Jezebel? Let's go to her story. I want y'all to see something. I want y'all to go to 2 Kings chapter 9, verses 30 through 36. 2 Kings chapter 9, verses 30 through 36. Y'all there? 2 Kings 9, 30 through 36. And I'm going to read it, starting at verse 30. And when Jehu was come to Jezreel, Jezebel heard of it, and she painted her face and tied her head and looked out the window. And as Jehu entered in at the gate, she said, "Had Zimri peace who slew his master?" And Jehu lifted up his face to the window and said, "Who is on my side?" Jezebel sitting up in the window, he's saying, "Who is on my side? And who, I'm sorry, who is on my side? Who?" And there looked out to him two or three eunuchs. So three guys, two or three guys was like, "Hey man, we on your side." He said, "Throw her down out the window." What did they do? The Bible said they threw Jezebel down and her blood sprinkled on the wall. And it said, "And the horses," and he rolled over her body. Y'all ever want to hit somebody with y'all car? Oh, nobody here has road rage. Y'all ain't never been cut off and acted funny on the road. And they went and they ate and they drank. And the Bible says when they came back to check on her body to go bury her, they say the dogs had eaten almost everything. Is that what we like? Boy, we like when people get their justice hurt, don't we? Is that how we are? Oh no, we're in a church full of Seventh-day Adventists. Don't nobody in here even think that type of way. You ever had somebody hurt y'all? That's pretty interesting, right? What about Ahab? Was Ahab one of the best kings in the Bible? No, he was one of the what? He was one of the worst. You know what the Bible says about him? The Bible says one day he decided to humble himself. And God said, "You know what? All the stuff that I said I was going to let happen to you, I'm going to take some of it back. And it won't even happen during your lifetime. I'll let it fall on your kid." God, this man wreaked havoc in the Old Testament. You got Jezebel, get him. Why are you showing a different type of mercy over here than you are over there? Mercy seat. Judas, oh man. Everybody knows who Judas is, right? This is the guy who did what? He betrayed Jesus. What did he betray him with? A kiss. A kiss is an intimate thing, right? He went to Jesus and said, and Jesus said, "Really? This how you sealing this con? How you sealing the deal? This how you signing the contract?" But you know what? I didn't see no lightning bolt come down from out of heaven, strike Judas. Matter of fact, the Bible said he went and took himself out. Come on, God. This how you want to do things? Over here, you let this person get thrown out the window and they run the car over them. And then this person over here, he betrayed the Son of God. And then you just, he goes and cries and runs out and he hangs himself. Mercy seat. How about this one? What about David? David took another man's wife, then told that man to go to war. Gave him his own letter that laid out his death. The man was so faithful to David that when David said, "I want you to take this letter and give it to your captain," the man literally walked to the other captain holding his own death sentence. That's dirty, isn't it? Then he took the man's wife and married her. Oh man, he's really deserving of death, isn't he? Did he die right on the spot?
No.
Mercy seat, right? Let me ask y'all a question. Everybody know the story about the prodigal son? Everybody know the story about the prodigal son, right? What did he do? We're like, "Oh, we know the story." But do you really know the story? Let me ask you a question. Do y'all know any kids that go to their parents and say, "I can't wait for you to die. You taking too long to die. Give me half the money right now so I can go and do what I need to do. Isn't that disrespectful? Can you imagine your child coming to you saying, I can't wait for you to die. Give me everything that you owe me. I'm waiting for you to kill over now. What's taking so long? This story started out with disrespect. What did he do? What did the father do? You know, boy, I'll tell you, that's a good parent, ain't it? But then what did the kid do when he went out and got all of it? He went out and he squandered it. If there's one thing kids can get rid of fast, it is your money, right? They blow it real quick. But check this out. But the Bible says, he was like, oh, I did something stupid. What do we do as parents? Oh, really? You're just not figuring that out? So he comes back walking towards the house. And as he's walking back towards the house, here's an interesting thing. The father saw the son walking, and the Bible said he sprinted, tackled the son, threw him on the ground, hugged him, and kissed him on the neck. But here's the interesting thing. Did the kid have a brother? Brother, like, what's going on? One of the servants say, man, your brother back. He was lost. And we throwing a big party for him. You know what the Bible said? The brother became angry. Dad, what you doing? Why are you showing mercy? Give him what he deserves. Oh, as a matter of fact, let me back up. Did you know in that story when the father tackled him and put the son on the ground, and he got ready to throw that big party for him? It says the father gave him rings and gave him a coat. Can you imagine the brother? Father, you already gave him everything he owed. Why are you taking my stuff and giving it to him? It wasn't enough that he went out there and did all that stupid stuff, and now he coming back. You still giving him stuff? Like, he been doing stuff right the whole time. I've been in the house the whole time. I ain't never mess up. I always follow the rules. But the Bible said he was angry. You know, it's interesting. That story represents people that walk away from God. I'm a person in the Father's house, so that means I am a professed Christian. I leave the Father's house, and then when I finally find out I got into the world and do something stupid, I come back to the world, but fellow church members aren't so happy about seeing me come back. Did that just hit home? Look at that. Come back, take his positions again. Look at that. Probably going to do the same thing all over again. Why do you think God has a mercy seat? I'm trying to bring it home for y'all. You know, we read the Bible, oh, I know these stories. But do you really understand the stories? Do you really know the story? How about this? We read Micah earlier, right? God loves to show what? Mercy. What was Jonah mad at God about? He saved Nineveh, right? How you get mad at God for actually saving people? God was like, Jonah, what you mad for? I want y'all to see what Jonah said. Jonah 4:2. Go there. I want you to see what he said. Jonah 4:2. Listen to this. Jonah 4, verse 2. And he prayed unto the Lord and said, I pray thee, O Lord, was not this my saying when I was yet in my country? Therefore, I fled before unto Tarshish. I knew that you are gracious and you merciful and you slow to anger and great kindness and repented thee of evil. I knew you weren't going to destroy them people because you're so merciful. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Am I reading my Bible incorrect? Is he fussing with God because God is actually not giving people what they deserve? What about that woman that was dragged out in the street committing adultery in front of Jesus? You know what? You know why people don't like us? Because they think God acts just like us. We supposed to be Christians, got our mouths pent up, we mad. Look, sometimes we look like we don't even want to come to church. Or we don't want to be in Bible study. We get tired of doing things for the Lord. Why do you think people don't want to come? Because they're looking at us. If you're not happy to be here, you're not happy to serve Jesus, what make you think anybody else outside these windows going to want to? Because they're looking at you. Boy, they look miserable, don't they? How do we do? Do you want to serve your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? Well, I mean, I'm not sure. So they just knew that when they drug this woman out in the street, they already had the stones in their hand. Oh man, Jesus. Ooh, ready to light this lady up. They just knew Jesus was gonna say, stone them. But wait a minute, my Bible don't say she got stoned. What happened? Mercy. Jesus did not allow this woman to get what she, because here's the thing, folks. I don't know if y'all caught it yet, but every last one of these Bible characters, I have not named one innocent character in the Bible. Not one person have I named is innocent. What about Paul? How about Stephen, right? Yep. Y'all know this look. I know that look. What's that look? When you do something wrong, the parents look at you like that, don't they? Look, you know this look here? This is what Stephen face gonna look like when he get to heaven. Well, you know why? Because he gonna see Paul there. Somebody help me. Who killed Stephen? Paul. You think Stephen cared about that? No, he doesn't. The last person that Stephen saw kill him, he will see walking in heaven. I can see Jesus. Jesus, y'all made a mistake on the guest list. Oh, Stephen, I forgot to tell you. I got through to him. He actually wrote most of the New Testament. Stephen's face gonna stay just like this. Let me ask y'all a question. Is it a good thing that God shows mercy? When David did what he did, remember Nathan came to him and told him this story? And when Nathan told him the story, he told a story about this guy who had all these lambs. And he said, well, there's this one guy had this little itty-bitty lamb that just hobbled around, this little lamb. And then say this rich guy went and took the guy's little itty-bitty lamb. He had all them other lambs. So Nathan said, David, what do you think we should do to that guy? David said, get him. Nathan said, oh, you forgot you that guy, ain't you? Even when I know I'm pronouncing my own sentence against myself, God still doesn't give me what I deserve. But you know what, church? I wonder why there's a mercy seat. Why is there a mercy seat? What about us? Do you look at somebody else and go, ooh, I hope they get it. Oh, y'all don't do that? Y'all ain't never done that? Let me bring it home for you. You know how I know everybody do this? I should make y'all raise your hands, but I ain't gonna do that. I'm gonna look around the church and see something. Y'all see how holy y'all are. See if y'all know what this is. Netflix. Hulu. Movies. Oh yeah, I see some of y'all smiling. Look. If you know what that is, you watch stuff you ain't got no business watching. I guarantee you Doug Batchelor ain't on your TV 24/7, 7 days a week. Amazing Facts ain't streaming all day in your house. You know what? You ever watch a movie with a bad guy? Do you ever say, oh, I wish that bad guy would repent and come to Jesus? Or you'd be like, I hope the good guy get him. I hope they blast him away. Y'all don't even realize y'all do that. We don't realize we do it. We watch stuff every day that creates, oh man, I hope Superman busts up Lex Luthor and take him down. I hope Batman stomp the Joker. Guys, I wish and hope they repent. I wish I could hand Joker a Bible study tract. We don't do that. We don't do that stuff. Why is there a mercy seat? I'm getting ready to end it. So, let me ask you a question. When Jesus came here, was he shown mercy by the mob? Did Jesus get five-star treatment? Yeah, you got five-star treatment. It wasn't the treatment he was looking for. Let me ask you a question. You know what? I'll read it. You know, James 2:13 says, you only get mercy if you show mercy. Did they show mercy to Jesus? Matter of fact, they didn't show Jesus mercy. They beat Jesus up all night. They beat Jesus on the way to the cross. And then guess what the people said? His blood be upon who? Us and our what? Can you imagine the kids? No, God, you need to, ain't us. Now look, do you know they treated Jesus so bad that when he was on trial, y'all know he said something real interesting. Go to Matthew chapter 26, verse 64. We're almost done. Matthew 26, verse 64. Matthew 26, verse 64. Y'all have it? Mm-hmm. Now, y'all notice these words aren't read, right? So who said them? Jesus. Listen to this. And Jesus said unto them, thou hast said, nevertheless, I say unto you, hereafter shall you see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power and coming in the clouds of heaven. Let me ask y'all a question. Did Jesus tell them guys they're going to see him come back? Are they alive today? I wonder why Jesus said that. Jesus told a group of people that's not even alive that y'all going to see me come back on the clouds. Wow. That's weird. But let's go to Revelation chapter 1, verse 7. We're going to see something pretty interesting. Revelation chapter 1, verse 7. Revelation chapter 1, verse 7 says, behold, he cometh with what? Clouds. And every what? I shall see him. And wait a minute, what's this interesting part of this verse? It says, and I thought there was only two resurrections. Let me make sure I'm reading this right. And they also which pierced him. And all the kindreds of the earth shall well become. They treated Jesus so bad. Jesus said, okay, you don't want no mercy? One on you and your kids. The Bible says Jesus is going to personally resurrect the guys and the people that put him on the cross and treated him so bad so they can actually watch him come back. Say, you believe me now? Can you imagine being in a part of that group? I'll jump back in my coffin. I don't want to be on that list that Jesus has. I think I want to hang around. What is this called again? It's called a mercy seat, right? So, y'all know why the mercy seat was placed over the ark? Do y'all know why? Y'all remember our box? Y'all remember the sanctuary, right? We had what? The door, and you got what? The altar, you got the laver, and then you got the candlesticks, and then you got the showbread, and then we have the altar incense, and then up here we have what? The Ten Commandments. I know I'm going out, so y'all know what this is. So, why was the mercy seat placed right here? You know why? What does the mercy seat cover? Raise your hand if you don't break that law every day. I think I figured out why there's a mercy seat in the sanctuary. God placed the mercy seat where it was needed the most. Every time God look at you, you know, high priest would go into this room. And before he went in there, he had to make sure his slate was clean. He had to confess all his sins. And the Bible says he has to put bells on the bottom of his robe. And when he went in there, he had to have some incense. And he walked around. Can somebody tell me what happened when the priest walked in that room and he had unconfessed sins? Boom. Now, could anybody else go in that room? Why does the Bible say the priest had to have bells around his? Kenny, I don't hit them bells no more. Saeed didn't make it. Let's drag him out. Had to have a rope around his waist, folks. You couldn't walk into the most holy place with unconfessed sins. That's why when they hit the bells, okay, the priest is moving. The priest is moving. He's good. He's boom. Oh, he ain't make it. Drag him right out. But you know what the priest had to carry with him? He had to carry with him this incense. And his incense covered him. Does incense smell bad or does it smell good? Does the Bible call anybody particular a sweet-smelling person? Somebody is a sweet-smelling savior. Why is there a mercy seat? Because in this place right here, the stench of our lives and us breaking the law every day, unless the Father can look at you and see Jesus and has his righteousness covering your life, you are undeserving of God's mercy. And that is why that we all need to be well aware of why God placed the mercy seat inside the sanctuary so that God will not consume us. And guess what? While you looking at somebody else, like, oh, I hope they get it, God is looking at you like, are you sure you want to pronounce that judgment? So let us remember as we continue to follow the Lord. Amen. The definition of mercy: having the power to hurt or harm another and choosing not to. And Lord, we are so thankful and so grateful that you showed us mercy. We just sung a song that we all look forward to getting a crown. And the only reason we can get that crown is because you showed us mercy. So we thank you, Lord, for all that you've done. We pray, Father, that you will bless each and every individual that is here and as we go to our various destinations. Thank you so much. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.